It's time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. Get an update on some of the items influencing the markets here. Roy, you said you were out at the Ag Classic in Kearney this week and had a chance to listen to a number of different speakers, huh?
I was, and it was real interesting. Of course, everybody is very optimistic. In fact, almost so optimistic it's scary.
Let's talk about one of those presenters, Mike Kruger. He's a wheat gentleman, a guy that does a lot of wheat trading up in the Fargo area, but had a lot of comments that really related to corn and soybean production, right?
They did. He basically, what he said was that in 2008, we need more acres of all crops. We're in a situation where the corn stocks are going to be drawn down pretty low. The soybean stocks are just fine now. There's plenty of beans around, but with the fewer acres of beans in 2007, by next fall, we're going to be real tight there, too.
Did he talk in any way about, trying to even up some of this demand?
Well, what he said was that the prices have got to get to the point where the demand slows down, at least on some things. For instance, all the classes of wheat that he deals with, Pacific white wheat and Durham wheat are basically sold out, and so people that use those products are going to have to either, basically they're going to have to come from somewhere else, or they're going to have to substitute, and that's pretty tough to do when you're talking about different kinds of flour.
Let's talk a little bit about federal legislation. I'm sure you had a lot of insights in there in terms of the Farm Bill and the Energy Bill and things like that.
It was kind of funny. He said, which of the two bills is most important, the Farm Bill or the Energy Bill? And then, as a rhetorical question, he came back and said, "Well, the Energy Bill is most important because, as far as the Farm Bill is concerned, who cares? You know, the loan rate is so far below the market price on all the commodities that the Farm Bill is really not going to have much effect."
Well, let me get your reaction from his comments, because, a guy coming down from the North Country and kind of shaking things up a little bit. What was your take on his presentation?
It was real interesting. I guess the thing that he emphasized maybe as much as anything else is that we really need to have a good crop next year in all areas. We need a good crop of wheat, of course, which we haven't had for the last 2 years, but we also need good crops of corn and beans to keep from having these stocks draw down even more. One thing that really kind of concerns me, and that is that everybody is just so optimistic. And a lot of times when you get everybody on one side of the psychological part of the market, the market goes the other way. So that's a little bit of a concern, but I guess not a bad concern.
Well, in terms of putting a marketing plan together, it sounds like now's a good time to be putting some floor in on some of your commodities, huh?
There's opportunities out there. I mean, with the new crop beans and corn as high as they are, and they're surprisingly, I've had quite a few farmers and one elevator operator tell me that they had made some substantial new crop sales at these price levels, and I haven't really looked at the put options recently, but the price is getting high enough you can put a pretty attractive floor under corn and beans, buying a put option, and then maybe later, when you see how the crop is going to be, later selling a call against it or something like that to cheapen it up a little bit.
For folks that would like to get some more information, there's a couple of different ways to get a hold of you, right?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website, and I will be at Wahoo at the Soybean Expo later on today.
All right, very good. Look forward to seeing you there, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, I'll be here.
Thank you very much. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on items influencing the market here on 840 KTIC.